So many people talk about loving themselves or tell you to love yourself. And it's this really ambiguous thing. It's hard to understand what that really means. What kind of action is self-love? And there's all kinds of things that people do in this action of self-love. But a lot of it seems to be outside of the self. When someone says, hey, take some time for yourself, love yourself, a lot of people think, oh, I'll go on a vacation, or I'll get a massage, or I'll go on a trip, just even locally, or maybe I'll just go out or treat myself to a nice dinner. And these are representations of what love on the outside could look like. However, if the love on the inside doesn't match, or if you're using these things on the outside to try to be your value, be your love, be your worth, well, then that's the challenge. And that's the thing that keeps us disconnected from what really self-love is and this action of self-love. So what we want to do is think about how we can break this down in a way where it's just really simple. Well, it starts with the breath. The breath is the first step in the action of self-love, because when we're talking about the self, we're talking about within. That's the key ingredient here, is within. Self is within. Self doesn't mean outside of you, like a massage or a dinner or anything else. Self is within. So the breath takes you within yourself. And so when we breathe and we have a beautiful deep breath in, we're starting this process. And what it looks like is an intention, a thought, a desire. And this desire, this intention, is for you to take a moment to just own this breath, to take it in, to breathe it in, to let it be a representation of you mattering in this moment, you being deliberate, mindful, intentional. And when you start breathing in, it allows you to start thinking more, feeling more of this bigger perspective. It's this inner thought that can happen when you breathe in, because at the end of the day, if you can look at your breath, breathe in, and start tying it to this possibility that you've always figured it out, that you're gonna figure it out, because you always have, if you look at the timeline of your entire life, sorted life out. There's been a lot of ups and downs, but you've always figured it out. And so if you can start to tie the breath to a perspective that's bigger than just whatever moment you're in, and you can see how you've always shown up, and granted, you may not have made the most highest vibrational choices, that's okay. But you've done the best you can with what you've known at the time. We all do. So at the end of the day, this breath can start meaning perspective, meaning intention, meaning this awareness. And so when you start breathing regularly, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and you allow this breath in, and you let this breath out, it also increases your awareness. The next step to this process is your awareness to your body. And this feeling when you're breathing in and out, feeling your chest expand, feeling your shoulders pull back, and you're feeling your spine straighten up when you breathe in really deep. It allows you to open up. It allows you to connect in a way that we don't do if we're not being intentional and mindful. We don't do if we don't let our breath assist us in just really owning this moment. So this is why it's the start of self-love, you see. And then when you get that awareness going and you start thinking about the body and how far it's come, how much it's done. And like you, your body's always figured it out. You know, a bump, a bruise, a cut, injuries, it sorts itself out. And at the end of the day, whether you've healed completely or not, you're here, you're alive, you're functioning. And so what you want to do is now, with this awareness, this breath, start to increase your gratitude. This gratitude for self, this gratitude for the body. So as you breathe, and now you're thinking awareness, now you're feeling this feeling like, I always figure it out. I've got this. I can trust myself. And you breathe in this way, and you start to create this awareness, and you breathe into the body, and you feel like your body is so much bigger than you've allowed it to be in your small mind, and you breathe all the way through it, and you feel this gratitude, and you can feel the connected body from your toes all the way to your head, or from whatever parts of you you have. If you breathe through all of it, this awareness, this gratitude starts to fill you up with a presence, a mindfulness, and yes, a love. And as you build this action of self-love, as you grow this connection and you take yourself higher and you grow the feeling and the experience of this elevated frequency or vibration, because gratitude and the thought of just being appreciative or grateful for anything, but especially your body, will raise your vibration. And to think about this breath and expand your breath and open it up and stretch out your lungs and really breathe in deep, this raises your vibration. And this simple act starts with a breath that goes into the body, and then you can go up into the mind on a much bigger level, not just the front of the mind that's got all your thoughts, your to-dos, the things you got to get done in your everyday life, the pressures, the fears, the doubts, the worries. That's the small mind. The big mind, the back of the mind, the back of the brain, which holds a bigger history, truth, awareness to who you are, that we often never touch. The action of self-love forces us to go back there, or at least puts us in a position where we can. So we keep building on this thought or this concept that we've always figured it out. We continue to get deeper into this beautiful concept of the timeline of our life and the ups and downs. And as you take a deep breath in, and you breathe in through the nose, and you breathe out through the nose, and you push this breath to the back of the head, and you can feel the energy in the back of the mind opening up. You can feel the activity in the bigger mind being just more. Then all of a sudden, the stimulation, this zoomed out effect, it takes you and allows you to step back from the front of your mind more and more. And it allows you to open up to this bigger consciousness. And instead of just thinking, man, I've always figured it out, I've always done it, you actually can start to see the timeline of your life. From the time you were born, starting on the left, that straight line that goes all the way across with the little markers from different ages you remember, 1 year old, 2 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old. And you look all the way across that timeline, however old you are, and you see all these different events, all the ups and downs. And you think at the time, man, those were so big in a positive way, or those were so big in a negative way, all the ups and downs. And now when you look back a year, 5 years, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, even further, they're just little blips. But the one thing that's constant is that you on the timeline, that straight line that goes across, that's the constant. That's the you. The ups and downs are just the things you've experienced, but the you goes straight across. It's constantly showing up. It's constantly there. But if you don't give yourself this time, if you don't hold this space, if it doesn't start with the breath, then connects to the body and then opens up to the back of the mind, pushing that breath to the back of the head, if you don't start to feed this bigger mind and this bigger presence and this bigger moment, and then take advantage of this moment by then projecting a vision of your bigger self in this timeline, seeing how far you've come, knowing what you've done, then you're just going to live in your day-to-day. And whatever's in front of you is going to be the biggest thing. And it's just not going to serve you. But if you can start to program into your brain this bigger truth, this is how you get to the action of self-love. This is how it comes from the inside out. It comes from your own truths, your own experience, your own timeline. It comes from the reality of how far you've come and how it keeps getting better and better, even if it doesn't seem like it. It really is. Especially when you start putting this intention and this reflection on it. Especially when you can take all this stuff and you go, okay, if it wasn't about the good and the bad, if it was just about me showing up, always figuring out, what does that person look like? What would somebody look like if they were a constant? If they were in stillness, they didn't ride the ups and downs. What is that person? And this is where you, in your action of self-love, get to build on this. In your mind, you get to start to see what it looks like to be trusting and confident. Whatever the situation is, whatever you're experiencing, you can see someone who can take a deep breath in, exhale, and say, it's okay, I've got this, I'm gonna figure it out. See what it looks like to look at yourself in the mirror with confidence, trust, with gratitude, with a feeling of just being impressed that of how far you've come, to start to create that image. Again, more action of self-love. And so when people talk about loving yourself and don't give a definition, now you have a definition. Because it's not in the external. Self is truly what it means. It's self, nothing else. And the self that we're specifically talking about is the self within and the self up and the connection to your bigger, higher self and whatever that means. And that can be just the back of your brain. That can be this beautiful spiritual higher self, if that's what you choose. For you, it's whatever, but it starts with a breath. It starts with the awareness and the gratitude of the body. It starts with this beautiful taking in this power and this perspective of starting to see how you've always figured it out. And then from there, it goes and grows higher. You breathe to the back of the brain. You start to look at the timeline of your life. You use your own proof to develop the truth of who you are, how far you've come, and the love that you can have for yourself no matter what. Because you're bigger than you realize. You're more beautiful than you realize. You're more powerful than you realize. We just don't give ourselves a chance to reflect on how far we've come or what we've done in a beautiful inner self way. But when you do, you start to see how powerful you really are. And that's when you truly start loving the self on a deeper level. And you carry that into every experience as you move forward. And then they just get better and better and better. So it's time to start creating an action of self-love. You're ready.